Yo, yo.
Yo. Oh, and hello, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. It is the Studio W Sports Page. It's a special Red Cup Friday edition of the Studio W Sports Page, brought to you by J&J Sports Apparel. And as always, I got my guest panel going on. I got my guys riding shotgun with me tonight. Mr. Kevin Harris to my left. To my right, Mr. Romar Smith. I got WB and got some special guests coming on shortly. But guys, how was your week?
It was a good week. Great week.
It's been pretty busy though. I will say this myself, but man, we got so much to talk about.
Yeah, so much. There's so much to unpack going on. So much that we just could not wait till tomorrow. We had to get it on tonight. So, yo, from everything that's going on in basketball, where you guys want to, we gotta start somewhere. What are we gonna start off with?
This could be one of those flip a coin situations or something, you know?
Careless boy wonder.
All right, so do you want to start? Let's talk about the current game tonight. Right, going on right now. We got the Eastern Conference Finals going on, Miami and Boston. They're going, and it's going in the first quarter.
Yeah, just started second quarter. Boston's up by one.
Who you guys got?
I picked Heat in six.
You picked the Heat in six? Mm-hmm. Now, see, it's interesting because Miami already took game one a couple nights ago, so they're up one now. And after this, they go to game three, they go back to Miami. So, to be honest, this is a must win for Boston right now, because if they go back 0-2 to Miami, I don't see them winning four out the next five if they go to Miami. I don't see it. So, I see it as must win for Boston. And coming to the sports page, we got the Boston Guru, Mr. Mark Dangs. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, brothers, I just want to step in for a minute. All's well. I'm here at work, but I wanted to at least pop in and see what's happening with you guys.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about the NBA Finals going on right now. The Eastern Conference Finals going on right now. Boston's up 24-28 over Miami. Mm. And we just chiming in. Oh, and they just nailed another three, 31-24 Miami. Miami's in trouble right now. 17-2 run by Boston right now. Give us your take on the series right now, Mark.
Boston better keep staying on the road, because if they lose tonight, bro, it's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. Yeah. You know, I just wanted to give a quick shout out. I don't know if you knew, boxing legend Jim Brown passed away today. Actually yesterday. Just wanted to put that out there. And again, LA is in trouble too. LeBron is starting to look like an old man. It's sad, but hey, you know what? If you'd asked me a month ago if we were going to get to the Western Conference Finals, I'd have been like, no. So, you know, I'm just happy to get to that point. But once you get a little spoiled with it, you want a little more. But yeah, Boston better stay on that roll, bro, because it's starting to let me know that coach ain't experienced enough to be over that team.
Well, not yet anyway. You got to also understand, I mean, this is Darvin Ham's first year as a head coach. I mean,
talking about Boston's coach.
Even still, Boston's coach, it's still his first year. I mean.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, how can I put it? Darvin Ham, at least when he does make a mistake or he don't make adjustments, he don't get to going all off and going back and forth with the media. This dude wears it. And he got to change that up, bro, because, you know, it's just, I don't know. It seems like now if you're a coach and you don't get to the finals, you getting fired, because last week they had a smorgasbord of dudes getting fired.
Oh yes. And we gonna get into these reasons these coaches is a fair or foul.
Almost kind of look at it like it's a curse if you make it to the finals, man.
Yeah. It seems like you might be better off than what it's team like Indiana or something. I don't know. It's kind of rough. Hey, this will be us. I'll be in and out, because I'm here at work, but I'm going to get to my desk and try to get in from there.
All right, Mark.
All right, cool.
Yeah, right. But that brings up an interesting point. I mean, do you really feel like that Doc Rivers and Monty Williams was fired? Was it fired? Was it Was their let parting ways justified?
Yeah, well, yes. Were. In yes, this case, were. Yeah. In Doc's case, let me, here's the thing people don't understand. It's like, anytime when you are up 3-1, 3-2, you have to close the deal. This dude, like I said, we like him as a person, of course. So please don't get that twisted. But when you have 10 Game 7 losses in your career, and everybody, and that's the main narrative that they're pointing at, it's not a good look on your resume. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, this would never happen in hockey or baseball. Ever. You know, I mean, this dude has had the worst luck out of all the coaches since the beginning of the time. You know, in our whole existence, no one has ever had that many losses in a game 7 situation, you know? And as we saw, game 6, you know, they have, you know, 4 minutes left. That's all you had to do was hold on to it. Couldn't get the job done. And then, of course, they just tailspin, you know, in the second half of that game, you know, last week. So, yeah, I mean, stuff like that, that's immediately fireable right there.
The play, Doc got fired, but you look at it. Your superstars didn't show up for you when you needed them either.
That's true too.
And that's what, and people are getting misconstrued. That's what they get paid for.
Yeah, I mean, you know, James Harden scored maybe a total of, matter of fact, in the last two games, in the fourth quarter of the last two games of that series, Ben Simmons had more points in the Philadelphia 76ers jersey than James Harden did in games 4 and 5 in the last 2 years. And guess how many points that was?
0.
2 points.
You did some deep diving on that one, I guess, huh?
No, I just seen some stats one day. Just happened to pop up.
Oh, yeah.
And nothing. Nothing. I mean, come on, James. You're an MVP. Who's it? I mean, this is a guy that you're supposed to count on in those times, and he has shown up.
Okay. He saved them in game 3 with the game winner in Boston from the corner. Or was that game?
It was game 4 in Philly.
Game 4.
Was it more of a save or a stay of execution? Because they still went home.
Well, I mean, it was basically for the inevitable, but at the same time, they made it look interesting to make it tied at 2. But again,
that's when they went up 3-2.
No, at that point, well, Boston was up 2-1 at the time.
Oh yeah, they did.
So James Harden's heroics when he dropped 42 tied the series, and then on game 5. You know, they won that and went up. But again, as we all alluded to last week, and because he always comes up small when it counts the most. And it's not the first time it's happened. It's happened when he was in Houston. So, I mean, that's no surprise in that category. I'm more surprised it was more of a surprise that Embiid didn't, you know, play the MVP, real MVP role at the end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and what a block by Bam Odie. Get that weak mess up out of it. They're still getting drugged right now, but that was a good defensive play by Bam.
I'm sorry, and yes, Embiid did not play like the MVP. I thought I was looking at an undersized big man because Bam had Embiid playing like he was scared to even go up and get in the post.
No, Embiid had choked. Oh, we got another
special. Oh, and guess, are we having a little fisticuffs action? Nope.
This mic should be on.
Yeah.
Yeah, his mic is on.
How y'all doing?
I got a special guest, Mr. Linwood Harris, has come to join us. What's going on, brother?
I ain't doing too much, Brown.
Hey, we were talking about this on topic we just had right before we got on, we were on air, mm-hmm. about, you know, Doc Rivers and Monty Williams being let go. And yeah. We was going to give us your take on it. Was it fair for them to get fired?
No, me per se, I say that it's not fair for the coaches to be fired because it's not their fault. yes, it's their system, but and all is not their fault. But at the end of the day, we're going to get rid of the weakest link, and it's the coach. And that's all I have to say about that.
Now, that's fair. Because, yeah, the coach is not the one out there scoring the buckets. He's the one out there playing the defense. He draws up a system, and it's up for the players to follow it.
Yeah. Now, but the names on the back of the jersey puts the butts in the seats.
That is true. And you're always going to follow the money. And the coach is not getting paid nowhere near what the All-Stars being played.
No, he's not. He was out there before, but
he's getting paid to make the All-Star be the All-Star. And in Joel Embiid's case, yeah, it's time for Doc to go.
It's just Doc Rivers' system. It ain't worked since Boston.
Now, you got to understand At some point in time, your reputation has to precede you.
Yeah.
And too many times, and we all know the numbers, Doc has lost too many game sevens. He's blown too many playoff leads.
Remember,
Monty Williams.
LeBron had a historical game seven on him.
Yeah, he did.
And as the saying goes, those who dread the past are doomed to repeat it. The definition of insanity is to keep the same process over and over and over again, expecting different results.
It's not a process anymore.
No. Well, the process is definitely over. They get Mike D'Antoni, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh,
Who, 76?
Yeah.
I say go and get Jay Wright.
I say get Boston old coach.
Oh, he's already in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Yeah, I mean, I know both of them was looking at him. I thought Boston, 76 was going to pick him up first.
No.
I want to see Sam Cassell get the job. I believe Sam is already there.
In Philly, he was a coach. He'll coach on the team, on the Docs.
Oh, all right.
He's already there. He's a champion. He knows what it takes to win. The players, he already has the locker room. And that's number one. If the coach ain't got the locker room, y'all ain't winning nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you got on the squad.
Yeah.
So I believe anybody should have that job. And plus, you're building for within.
Hey.
You're warning your players for hard work because they still a playoff team. There's still a team that still can make it to, can win a championship. Yeah, now, the question is James Harden going to stay? Or is James Harden going to walk?
So how do you feel about Stephen A. saying that the beard should cut off the beard?
Oh, he definitely should.
To hide his identity?
I wanted a jokey joke about that, but I mean.
Yes.
I think he's a great player. But yeah, he should.
I mean, but he's great at stealing money.
Yeah.
Not as much as DeAndre.
No, I mean he's not the worst one in his category.
He done had big the worst contracts. One? He done had. He set the standard at one point for them supermax contracts and didn't show up and in Houston at all.
You didn't
do nothing with Houston before Chris Paul got there. Chris Paul helped you get past the first round. In the playoffs, let's be honest about that.
The Nets,
you ain't do that. You ain't do that right before Chris Paul got there. All you did was lead the league and get an MVP award, and probably barely get into the playoffs. He was stealing money too, but on a bigger platform.
Okay, so where do y'all rate? What level? Give us a grade on Joel Embiid stealing money.
He was stealing it because they've been trusting the process. But the process has worked. I mean,
how has it worked?
How's it worked? He ain't got to the finals.
It worked for him. He still got that bag.
He the cornerstone. That's what they building around.
So at what point do we start holding this man accountable?
He is accountable because he didn't show up. He definitely didn't show up.
Now either. One of them showed up, the Beard or Joel Embiid.
Yeah, so rightfully so. And I mean, Doc really pretty much got fired, and his resume had a lot to do with it.
I mean, like Jimmy said, this probably wouldn't be a discussion if you didn't like Tobias.
I'm just more mad that they waited until Tuesday.
No, that's what Philly did. They chose Tobias. They chose to pay Tobias Harris.
Signing Tobias Harris will haunt them for the rest of their days.
It is.
That was the dumbest move they could have done.
That's where they failed the process. They went off the rails with that. The process, yeah. you should have signed Jimmy. You should have kept Jimmy there because he did not want to leave.
Hold on, let me give you the rundown. Bulls 0.
Mm-hmm.
Philly 0.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota 0.
Mm-hmm.
Three teams that he played for over the last 6 years. Then he'd have been in Miami the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Three Eastern Conference championship
mm-hmm.
appearances.
And Buckets. A finals appearance. And,
yeah.
I miss Buckets from being home. I'm a Bull fan diehard. And I miss Buckets from being
home. He's had a revenge tour.
Yeah. Towards us, man.
No. Yeah, so it started with y'all in the bubble. Year. Started with y'all in the bubble.
Yeah, and then, it's going on again this
then
year.
Then in the second round, it was Thibodeau because Thibodeau was his coach in Chicago.
The bubble is still going on right now. If the world realizes it, we are in the bubble.
And notice how none of the previous three teams have been relevant since.
No, not one of them. None of them have been in the playoffs this year, for real, for real.
I mean, they've been in the playoffs, but ain't nothing with it.
Philly done always been.
Philly
done what they done always done, even regardless of who it was there. Second round, you don't expect nothing more.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't win, nobody.
And sorry to say, and that was the reason that they fired the coach Mike Brown before they hired Doc.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get out the second round.
Yeah.
Now, what chance do you give Mike Brown?
In the Sacramento?
Wait, yeah. Now?
I got them going in Sacramento. I got them going the second round.
No, I'm talking about the, his name was Brown. They had a white coach named Mike Brown.
That was Larry Brown.
What?
No, yeah, that was Larry Brown.
They had another, the coach before they hired Doc Rivers, his last name was Brown, too.
Larry.
Hubie.
Yeah.
Oh, Hubie Brown.
No.
Oh, Hubie.
Something like
White dude, though.
But yeah.
White
dude. Hubie Brown. All right, so LA and Denver. Y'all saw the game last night. It's looking bleak for LA. They're going back down 0-2.
Yeah.
Games was interesting. But in hindsight, all the things that Denver did was just whole surge.
Yeah.
In
exciting fashion. So, guys, I don't have a horse in this race, even though I like the Lakers. I can't.
I mean, it's basically, if you look at the game enough, it was missed opportunities. The Lakers should have won game two.
Yeah.
Should have.
Yeah.
I mean.
They should have won game one.
Well, yeah, that's true. But
they should have won game one.
Well, I mean, we can make an argument and see which one they should have took.
Yeah,
but
yeah, because they're the underdog.
That's what exactly. They've done
so
in the
underdog
first two
had
rounds.
A chance to win both games.
They have stole game one in the first two rounds.
They should have won this game.
They should. I think they should have won more game two more than the first.
Hell,
one.
You can't.
No, what? And I'm gonna tell you why. Because anytime LeBron trying to show off and messed everything up, but then here's another stat nobody's talked about. You missed 19 straight three-pointers in the fourth quarter of the postseason. 19 straight.
Who are you talking about? LeBron. James.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so,
yeah.
I mean, that should tell you, so like when it counts the most. And I saw something earlier today and they still debating on MJ versus LBJ talk, you know, who's the GOAT and all that. And I'm like, okay, Michael Jordan would never have missed 19 straight three-pointers. First of all, that wouldn't happen.
I agree with you on that.
You know? But, I mean, it's just something like, you know,
I think just something different because, yes, they probably should have won game one because you wasted a performance from AD.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he had 40 points.
Yeah, I told you that morning.
AD and gave I watched him every. He gave everything they had.
But you see what their game plan was.
Brother Brown, say it again. What he did?
He gave him everything he
had. That man had 40 points. He had a double-double because he had like
16 boards.
He had a double-double going into halftime himself because he was
bumped. Yeah. Like, man, come on, man.
I'm going to tell you, and you see how they say they had a game plan for Joker, for the Joker.
No.
Denver had a game plan for cutting that 40 points. They made AD irrelevant last night.
The thing is, last night, and we rewatched the game, and y'all rewatched the game. The fourth quarter, it was the Marisha.
Yes, it was.
Hi, my name is
Maury. Yeah.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And now for game three, hear me out. If the Lakers going to win, this is what I do. All right. Austin Rivers and Vanderbilt, that's my ones and twos.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron at the three, AD at the four.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting Tristan Thompson at the five.
Why?
Now, one thing that...
I like the optimistic of that right there.
He's energetic. He'll bring some energy.
We ain't heard his name in months.
But he started...
But he's a body just to put on Joker.
Exactly.
But what is that?
What effect is going to have on
him? Because AD can come and double team.
Right.
No, it's not.
Yes.
It keeps... Number one.
Power forward in Denver?
This is the thing.
Who is the
Tristan Thompson.
Who is their starting?
He need him on the boards because you're getting dominated on the boards. Number one. Now he needs someone to throw a joke. Number two. Number three, you guys will start big so that way you can keep your small lineup for the second half. Those legs can be fresh for the second half. When you keep your fast lineup fresh, those fourth quarter shots can start falling like they didn't in the second game. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't care if Tristan Thompson scores a point. He's five fouls.
Yeah.
But he's five fouls. You also need D'Angelo Russell to find a way to show up.
No.
Everybody needs to show up on game three.
Hold on. Listen to my lineup.
On game three, yeah.
Listen to my lineup. Austin Reeves, Vanderbilt, LeBron, AD, Tristan Thompson.
But
D-Lo's coming off the bench.
Lebanon really need to show up.
D-Lo's got to come off. I'm sorry. D-Lo's got to come off the bench. I mean, you can't guard nobody. You can't shoot right now. You need some rest.
Who?
D-Lo.
Lebanon James?
Nah, D-Lo needs some rest. D-Lo needs some rest. He can come off.
Who, Russ?
He can run with the second unit, but that first unit, no, I gotta go big. I gotta throw some bodies at these guys, wear them down, and keep my fast lineup fresh
for the second half. Like I told you earlier.
But Tristan needs some tick.
I understand what you're saying about the second unit for the Lakers. But just wonder if they keep that dude, Michael Porter, out there, like I said.
Man.
If he realizes that he's just that impactful as being the main player for the second unit. That series, that could change everything for real.
Just think about the old guy that's still out there, Jeff Green, that just took it down the middle of the whole hole last night and ha! Well, he still got legs up on there. Can't forget about that.
Houseway. It was just a breakdown in defense. He's not supposed to do that no more.
It's going to happen again, and I promise you. I said it on this podcast. The new guest, Lene Hurst.
and he's got Gerald Green. Jeff Green.
Jeff Green.
So are you saying he's the X Factor, basically?
Yeah.
That whole bench, like the X Factor.
Man, their bench, did you see what their bench did to Phoenix? Their bench scored 30-4.
Breaking news. What the referee finally called traveling.
No,
I have not seen that all season long. Finally, a referee that called traveling.
No, you missed the other game the other night. They call it traveling the other night. Everybody been traveling.
Oh, wait, Tatum got called for traveling twice.
He did travel two in a row.
Well, he just traveled just now. How he just picked the ball up and dribbled again?
Oh, these guys.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh, you got Miami needs that. Miami just is not off. This is off.
I mean, they already stole the first one.
Oh!
What a block. We're supposed to be doing. So,
that's one heck of a block by
Cam. And look, we multitasking tonight. look, we doing this and we watching the game at the same time.
It is the Studio W Sports page brought to you by J&J. It is Red Cup Fridays, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And you know, I got my man's Kevin and Robon and my man, Mr. Lenny Harris in the house. And it's definitely a Red Cup. It's definitely Reds in our cup. So guys, y'all give the Lakers any chance coming back in the series?
I mean, yeah, it's a fighting chance.
Which one are we talking about?
Boston or
LA?
LA. Yeah.
If they tied up.
I have a strong confidence they're going to win at least game three.
If I'm Denver, I want to go up going into the
one.
I want to get one in LA.
Yeah.
Because
it's over.
I feel that if you let, if you let two of them go in LA and tie it up, you do not want to play against LA with that 1-1-1, Joe. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what they don't want to talk about. Now, if LA ties it up,
then
Denver's in trouble.
Because it flips and you got that one game back and forth.
Yeah, we have
a You don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a different podcast. That's why Boston got to win this one tonight.
Yeah, if Boston doesn't win tonight, this is over.
Yeah.
There is no way on God's green earth that if Boston loses tonight, there's no way they're going to win four out the next five. It's not happening. Not the way Jimmy Butler's playing. This Miami Heat squad playing.
Ooh.
It's too many players playing way out of his mind. That's a good playoff tackle right there. That should be a flagrant one.
Yeah, that should be a flagrant one. For real. That was a football tackle. He
wrapped his arms around boy up to the ground, man. That's a flagrant
one. Oh, man. This is great.
He wasn't shooting.
No, that's a flagrant one.
How could he?
Yeah.
He didn't know what side of the court he was on.
He football tackle.
He slipped.
No, he slipped, man. How was it?
Well, that's neither here nor there. In this case, nobody's listening to us on that one.
Yeah, it's a regular old common playoff. It was a playoff tackle.
It's playoff
basketball. You expect like a little more intensity now. This is not a regular season game.
And I hate to be this way, but it was also Marcus Smart we're talking about that's getting fouled.
Dang,
if it was Jason Tatum, then maybe it'd be a flagrant one. But since it's Marcus Smart, you know, He might not get that call.
Man, that should have been a flagrant one. Because this is not like back in the day. Because back in the day, they got beat up.
We saw the bottom of their shoes.
Yeah.
Ooh, big shot right there.
You came into a Detroit house, you got beat up.
Oh, those old school Detroit picks. The Bad Boys.
Yeah.
I keep seeing this clip of Isaiah Thomas. He is like, Larry Bird, I beat your ass.
What?
Oh,
Magic.
Yeah.
I beat your ass. Michael Jordan.
I beat
your ass.
Uh-huh.
We the only ones that can say that.
You know what I mean?
It sounded like he was off the yak, too.
But you know, the crazy thing, the flip side of that, they can all say, Isaiah, we beat your ass, too. Every one of them that he beat, he lost to.
It was collusion.
Damn. Oh, man, we're going up
to halftime, boy. So, anybody want to talk about
the
superstar heat up by four at halftime.
Anybody want to talk about the superstar that's squandering his whole life?
Want to talk about?
We're going
to
bring
going on to the next this topic.
This is a
I like talking about Ja.
It's a childish topic.
I wanted to. It's a, I mean, as Umas has talked this boy, as WB is walking in.
I mean, oh, here know. We go.
Hey, damn, Jimmy Butler.
Hey, man.
Buckets.
Hey, listen.
You asked.
Hey, look. You asked.
No,
and look,
I didn't ask.
And we.
And he asked. No, I didn't ask. Yeah, you. I said. I underrated.
Oh, you said.
You underestimated him. Is that what it is, WB?
I said. Oh, he said. I knew he could score.
Yeah.
But right? I knew he could carry a game.
It's called buckets. It's called intangibles.
Hey, they don't call them buckets.
You forgot that. They made Chicago forget about Derrick Rose.
They don't
call
him
buckets for nothing. And that made
no, that's not what I'm talking about. He's more than buckets. They made steal, block shot. He's a hell of a defender.
He made them forget about Derrick Rose in Chicago.
Yeah. He did. He made you forget about
him. I mean, he made Derrick Rose look irrelevant.
He's the reason Derrick Rose got traded.
And he was a homeless man. Y'all know that?
Mama kicked him out the house at 13.
Yes.
No, he ain't know them.
Yeah, and he's been playing. Jimmy's just that dog. He just wants.
A white family noticed that took him in because he was always staying late playing video games at their house.
Yeah, he was in the foster system.
So they adopted him.
Jimmy Buckets.
I like Jimmy.
Yep, I heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
But he is one. I mean, okay, so who you guys got, to be honest with you? If we start talking about the best player in these finals right now, there's only two names we're talking about.
Yeah.
We talking about buckets. It's only buckets.
Jimmy Buckets. Buckets is my guy.
It's really what he's done.
It's buckets.
It's really what he has done.
Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler or Nikola Jokic.
And what I say,
you can't even about the conversation.
Nikola Jokic or Jimmy Butler.
It's from game to game.
That's
how tight
it is.
I
think
that Jokic gave you
three.
Either one of them under the lineup.
Mm-hmm. That's probably.
Ain't nothing. And both teams
winning.
Neither team will win, actually.
Without.
But who y'all got? I mean, you only
I got Jokic.
I got Buckets.
Oh, I got Jokic too.
I got Jokic. I got Jokic.
Yeah.
Jokic doing it. I mean, I like Buckets.
Who is Buckets? Most likely?
But I like Jokic.
Okay, can AD stop him?
Nope.
No.
Not by himself.
Does the Lakers have that's been stopping?
No one.
Damn.
Well, hold on.
and it's shoot.
And then but you got
you,
a Marvel show.
But
then when you had a Marvel show going on, I mean, how you going to stop that?
Well, you talking about number
but look,
office,
hold on. We forgot something. I will say something about this Lakers series that I done felt very intriguing. You cannot keep letting that boy Hachimura keep getting off.
Oh, man.
You cannot.
He's a bad boy.
You cannot keep letting him get off.
That's why I keep him on and the bench. What? I do not want to start him. You I want him the first player off the
you
bench.
You cannot down. Keep letting him get off. Because that's when they run and come back in every game.
Devin
and Hamm. He's a matchup problem when he's checking the Joker.
Devin Hamm ain't going to start him. And like what y'all was saying, I like that with the Tristan Thompson. And that's not going to be a starting lineup. So, I mean.
The lineup's going to change in the second half.
I'm about to say, because I'm thinking, I take my chance on, I forgot his name, Hugh. I take my chance on him, Hugh versus Tristan.
But you know who else needed a big game? If Aaron Gordon just have one big game.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, man.
If he show up for just one game.
They got two starting fives. People don't understand that. Denver got two starting fives on the low. Y'all don't just see that.
And that's a huge problem.
No one.
That is a huge, I mean, because
they do go like almost 10 deep.
Yeah. Man, their bench put up 30. That's a starting five, bro.
There was like Memphis' bench last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, without Ja Morant, they couldn't even, they were still dragging folks.
Yeah.
So, Denver, without Jokic, would still be okay. I still think they'll find a way to function.
Man, them people putting up numbers.
Because you're going from Nikola Jokic to DeAndre Jordan. That's
Murray bring a whole lot to the table. He healthy.
Is.
Remember, he got hurt in the bubble. and miss the year.
Who?
That's when he got
Murray.
He got hurt. He got hurt in the bubble.
In the bubble, I'm telling you, man, this is the rematch.
He came back, what, last year, right before they started the playoffs?
This is the rematch.
But he actually had been, he actually played a full season this year.
This is finally his
and he picking up from where he left off in the bubble.
This is the rematch.
In the playoffs.
This is the rematch.
This is the rematch.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's like, I mean, you know how everybody, like, you know what I mean? You know,
I credit
their family because they didn't, you know what I mean? They didn't made the three-pointer a factor in NBA. We can't credit but one family for that.
With the Curry family?
Yeah, the Curry family. And the world know that. One family can be credited for the three-point shooting. That's the dad, Dale, Stephen, and Seth Curry.
Yeah, but
they cooked. They cooked the 3 points. No one got. They ain't no one in the triple thing. You know, family got a 3-pointer like that out there.
Kid, I got one from left field. You know how. During the football, we was talking about football up into the draft, and Mill was throwing out these probabilities. Oh, what y'all should do?
Yeah.
What if?
Right.
Y'all did this and got Lamar and this and that. Let's say that Portland doesn't trade away the third pick.
Oh.
Mm.
And Dame requests a trade.
Yes.
I
got a perfect landing spot.
I got several perfect landing spots.
I can see at least two.
Oh, say his agent